Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Was taken into custody after Florida officials say he was stealing Smokey the Bear signs from state forests and trying to sell them. Florida Department of Agriculture says the man, who has not been identified, stole signs from Pensacola through Orlando. He would then try to sell the signs on Facebook Marketplace for $1,900. Smokey Bear on scene helping with the arrest, apparently.
Oh, Bob. Wilton Simpson reported this on his Twitter feed yesterday. The way he wrote it was, what happens when dumb criminals poke the bear? Our ag law team has a suspect in custody who traveled from Pensacola to Orlando, stealing Smokey Bear signs from state forests and selling them on Facebook Marketplace for $1,900 each, which I'm guessing means he succeeded at selling them. I'm guessing. It doesn't say tried to. Big thank you to Smokey Bear for personally assisting in the arrest. If you've seen the pictures, well, you know, it's kind of interesting because my first thought was when I saw the picture, I thought, I think Smokey may have moved himself into a supervisory role and isn't so much more out, you know, patrolling.
Supervisory role?
Well, there's no kind way to say it, but this particular Smokey.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like maybe a couple hours on the treadmill wouldn't be so bad for him.
Exactly. Yeah, I think he's been through other people's garbage.
But, okay, to be fair. If you then look at Smokey the Bear in the drawings, I mean, the original Smokey, who, by the way, goes around with no shirt on.
Isn't that illegal in most states?
I don't know
states?
If that's, like, appropriate attire ranger. You know, I don't know if that's right. But he's pretty barrel-bodied. I mean, he's not super, you know, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder. He's always got a shovel, so you know he's getting his exercise. But anyway, so this guy sold the sign or tried to sell the signs. I don't know whether he succeeded or not. Of course, what it did for me, obviously, I mean, you know where this is going most likely, is I had to go grab.
Be sure you're never responsible for this terrible destruction. So remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Right, only you. You knew that's where
it
was going.
But these
signs are pretty cool. I never thought of them as something I wanted to steal, but, I mean, maybe there's something you'd want to buy. $1,900 is a lot,
That's
though.
A lot of money. I mean, $20, I get it.
Yeah, even $100. More. I mean, yeah. They're nice, but $1,900 seems like an oddly specific and strange. And then, you know, Smokey is driving away in the sheriff's vehicle, so that's
good,
too.
Looks like he's got his metal.
That's a thumb.
No,
that's a thumb.
That didn't
that's
look like a thumb.
Oh, that
to
does kind of look like it's hard to tell with all the fur.
Exactly. And looking at it from afar, bro, I was like, wow.
If you're driving down the road and a bear gave you that gesture, you might not be sure how to take it.
No.
Well, that's a good point.
An extra finger.
Now, here's one just I thought it was fascinating because I went back and grabbed the old sound clip. I watched a couple of minutes of this 1960 vintage cartoon, and there's a lot of times as an adult I feel like there's something that I have learned that I probably should have known when I was a lot younger, and this is an example of, this is a highly educational 5-minute video. In fact, it explains why forest fires are so bad for mudslides and flooding.
Now, with the forest burned away, the little boy doesn't recognize his favorite spot. He can hardly recognize his little friends.
The fire was out and the beautiful and the bees.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Clouds and the rain.
Dang it, I may have done this
one
wrong.
One day the stream ran brown with mud and overflowed its banks. This set him to wondering where all the mud came from.
I'll tell you, said Smokey the Bear. Last summer, a careless camper started a fire that burned up a whole forest.
Love the music.
When the rain started, there wasn't a leaf or blade of grass to stop the water. There was a great loss of property and wildlife.
This catastrophe taught the little boy about the destruction that comes after a forest fire and why it's so important that new trees be grown.
I mean, that's super educational. The trees absorb the water. The trees prevent the flooding. The trees control the soil. When there's no trees, the rain comes. It creates a flood. It generates mudslides. I mean, like, that's super educational. So now what you can tell people when they ask you what you were doing this morning on your way to work is you can say, I was listening to Andrew McKay. He's got a great radio program. He plays Smokey the Bear ads.
Well, it's very educational. We're learning.
We got a lot of woodwind action in the background there.
And somebody texted in that said Smokey the Bear turns 80 on August 9th.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, so he doesn't.
Appreciate it. Doesn't look like it. I mean, from the pictures.
No gray in that fur, you know, that I can tell. I mean, maybe he dies. Dyes his hair.
Oh,
I was like, no, he's not going to die.
No, don't
I mean,
be
maybe he, you know, he keeps listening. That youthful look with a little bit of, you know, artificial coloring.
Just for men?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that one accident on West 9 Mile Road and Nature Creek Boulevard. It's a vehicle crash with injuries, and we're seeing some roadblock on westbound on 9 Mile Road right around that area. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, I don't know why Fonzie got involved in this ad. If you're thinking about buying a car or a truck or a van or an SUV or a sports car or whatever, go to Frontier Motors. Look around. They're going to have a bunch of them. And here's why that's an advantage. You can go look at a variety of different things all in one place. You don't have to go shopping for, you know, if you're going to test drive five cars, you go to one place. You know, typically you got to go to five different places, this dealership and that place over there. And then you got to meet five people, and then you got to tell your life story five times. And then you got to, you know, defend yourself against the questions five times. At Frontier, you meet one person, like, you want to drive a car? You're like, yeah, okay. And then you drive a car. I mean, it's that simple. It's very easy because they know people don't like this whole kabuki theater of buying cars. And so they try to make it as, less theatrical, really, as possible. So it's easy. You just tell them what you want. If you want it, you buy it. If they don't have it, great. You want to test drive some things, great. You know, whatever. Easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold.
I got the best text on the Smokey the Bear thing.
Right.
Somebody says, Andrew, are you body shaming a 79-year-old bear? Isn't that elder abuse? And speciesist, too, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got me. You caught me. I'm definitely going to get canceled on X. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking about it. The Sydney Sweeney thing never ends. It's so crazy. I saw this. The Independent had come out with a story on the subject, and the headline, like the quote atop the story on social media was, "Maybe I'm too woke, but getting a blue-eyed blonde white woman and focusing your campaign around her having perfect genetics feels weird." One X user commented. Maybe the first part. Maybe I'm too woke. Maybe that's the part you should focus on. Oh, no. I was thinking about this a little bit more, though, that, you know, it's not really, the Sydney Sweeney ads are not really about, like, Nazism or fascism or eugenics or anything like that, which, of course, you as a normal person knew. The idiots on Twitter did not know that. TikTok. It's about the idea that some people are gorgeous. Some people are beautiful, sexy, hot, and others are others. I mean...
I'm like, well, others I guess are, we fall in that category. Yeah, that's why we're on radio.
Look, genes control that. Not the blue kind, but the, you know, the double helix kind. Period. The fury here is that people want to pretend this kind of nonsense that's been you know, propagandized that everybody's beautiful. No, if everybody's beautiful, the word doesn't mean anything. Not everybody's beautiful. There it is. The word means something. The fury is because people want to pretend everybody's beautiful and genes don't matter. Well, what a dumb thing to have internalized. But when idiocy is internalized and then gets challenged, it gets revealed as fury. Because how dare you challenge the thing that I'm trying to believe, which nobody believes and can't be true. You know, so you wind up calling a jeans ad with a sexy chick a Nazi propaganda. Because you don't want to admit that, I mean, genetics affects how people look. And some people are gorgeous and some people are not, especially at a young age. Some people are smarter than others. Genes matter. Some people are prettier than others. Genes matter. Some people are more athletic than others. Genes matter. Again, not the blue kind, but the double helix kind. So there it is. It's just reality. But if you simply say you don't believe anyone is prettier than anyone else, you sound like a fool. Like, if that's your line. So instead you call Sydney Sweeney and American Eagle Outfitters the Nazi propagandists. It's not eugenics. It's just physical beauty, which is why you also have not as many men complaining about the ads. They're like, yeah, that's terrible.
Horrible.
Can I see it again, please?
Oh, I David, need to verify.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
It's horrible that I had to research this ad, you know, just so I knew what you're talking
about. All the times
about.
I had to watch these ads. Which, can I said this one. It was on TV yesterday a little bit, too. The jeans are loose. They're not particularly flattering. It's a weird ad. They're not like the old Claudia Schiffer guest jeans or the Brooke Shields or whatever. You know, they're baggy. They're not,
not like the ones that used to be painted on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, go on, David.
Well, the Federal Reserve is not making a change in interest rates. That despite President Trump putting some pressure on Fed Chair Jerome Powell for a lowering of interest rates. Shortly before the Fed announced their decision Wednesday, Trump had said Powell's decision to not cut rates is costing the economy hundreds of billions of dollars. A judge in New Mexico has dismissed a lawsuit by Alec Baldwin, alleging he was maliciously prosecuted for the death of a crew member on a recent film. The actor filed a lawsuit earlier this year saying he was a celebrity scapegoat for the death of Helena Hutchins. And NASA's SpaceX Crew 11 is preparing for a six-month mission to the International Space Station. They'll be traveling in a reused SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. It's the sixth mission for that particular SpaceX Dragon. Their launch time is set for 12:09 Eastern.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm getting a bunch of texts on the Sydney Sweeney thing. How do people think the term supermodel came into existence? Does no one remember how many Coca-Colas were sold by Cindy Crawford? But it wasn't Coca-Cola, it was Pepsi.
Oh.
See? Right? Wasn't Cindy Crawford was Pepsi, not Coca-Cola. Now, David, quick research. I feel very confident about this. Not 100% confident.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Look it up. See if I'm right.
You're right.
I'm right. It was
right.
Pepsi.
It was Pepsi.
Yeah. It's funny. Let's see. I guess now we're going to hear Andrew McKay on Transgressors tomorrow. Oh, man, I could cancel myself.
You could.
Nah.
That would be different.
That'd be so meta. Let's see. Somebody says, Brooke Shields ads for jeans. Google them. On my way now to do research. Andrew, you forget the old saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So in a way, everybody is beautiful to somebody. Yeah, but that's not what the word means. And it's true. Okay, and everybody's beautiful to God. So, you know, because they're made in his image. But that image doesn't always look the same in jeans. I don't know. Where do we go from here? No one was looking at the soda for Cindy Crawford Pepsi. That's right.
That's why I was
That's why he doesn't remember that it was Coke and Pepsi. Which
I know.
One? Because nobody.
It didn't matter.
The brand you got was not the can.
Right.
The brand you got was the mole, the jeans, and the white tank top. Anyway, why would I remember that? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Yeah. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on Davis Highway going southbound in front of right around Johnson Avenue, I'm starting to see some minor delays in front of West Florida Hospital. But other than that, I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Oh, John, I got a story that's right up your alley.
Uh-oh.
I was really hoping to set this one up with a news report clip. Couldn't find one in time. So here goes. Have you seen the horrible, terrible story about the Delta flight that had to get rerouted and grounded because of turbulence in the air? Have you seen this?
Yes.
Delta, they were going, where were they going? Amsterdam,
yes.
I think, is where they were headed.
Salt Lake City to Amsterdam.
Yeah, and they experienced a bunch of turbulence and they had to land. And when I heard this, I thought, so the story is that a plane landed?
Right, safely.
Yeah, I mean, pilots reacted to a storm that they, I'm sure, tried to work around.
Oh, of course.
And then didn't. And then they landed. And that's news? Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine if you drive, we all drive. When was the last time you had a close call driving? Where nobody actually got hurt?
No, that was just the other day.
I mean, it's Thursday today, that was Tuesday.
Right.
Right? We all, because people are bad drivers, sometimes ourselves, right? And so we've all had, probably in the last week, a close call. Or a situation where you had to brake or, you know, if you hadn't taken action, you were going to hit somebody because they pulled out in front of you, whatever. Can you imagine if we reported every close call in a car as news? I mean, today in the news, there were 425,000 near-death experiences in cars. I mean, the plane landed safely. Oh, well, they were bounced around in the inside. Okay, and?
Should have had your seatbelt on.
Yeah, I mean, don't they say to keep your seatbelt on?
Yeah, at all times.
That kind of thing. So it's just all over the news. And then you got this anonymous passenger.
In the bathroom.
Every one of them. Oh, that's bad. Every one of them flew and hit the ceiling. The beverage carts also flew into the air. I mean, it sounds like it's pretty severe turbulence.
Right.
Any items that were loose in the cabin got thrown everywhere. The plane is a mess, covered in liquids and service items. But still landed, though, right?
Safely.
Nobody died.
Nope.
Okay, so let's roll some scary B-roll of emergency lights and get everybody worked up about a thing that didn't actually happen bad. In my opinion, okay? So, there's a statement from Delta. We are grateful for the support of all emergency responders involved. Safety is our number one value at Delta, and our Delta Care team is working directly with customers to support their immediate needs.
I am AI.
I wish corporate communications people would just be people. Can You know, how refreshing would it be if Delta, and look, I mean, Delta did good. You know, you can't really predict turbulence. It just happens sometimes. Sometimes yes. It's bad. You work around it if you can't. Okay. You know what Delta should have said? We're sorry. Our pilots did great. Everybody's okay. Stuff happens.
It does. It's not like you make up turbulence. Hey, watch this.
Wouldn't it be neat if that was the statement?
It would.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, that were the way people communicated from a corporation? Look, bro. Stuff happens. We tried to avoid it. You know. And if they said something like, when was the last time you had a close call in your car? But instead, it's this, we are grateful for the support of all. if it sounds like a robot, it probably was. Oh, I don't, you know, on the Sydney Sweeney thing, sorry to go back for a second. The American Eagle to whom it may concern follow-up comment is fake. You know it's fake. Like, if you see that, it's all over social media. That's not real. They didn't actually say that. You kind of wish they would, though.
A suspect has been arrested for murdering a mother and father hiking with their two kids in Arkansas.
Because of their hard work and investigative skill, we were able to take a monster off the streets and bring relief to Clinton and Kristen's precious girls.
State Police Colonel Michael Hager, James and Andrew McGann charged with two counts of capital murder. President Trump announcing yesterday he's imposing a 25% tariff on goods from India.
We're negotiating right now, and it's also BRICS. You know, they have BRICS, which is basically a group of countries that are anti the United States, and India is a member of that, if you can believe it. It's an attack on the dollar.
The president also announcing a 15% tariff deal with South Korea, slapping Brazil with 50% tariffs. The president posting on Truth Social this morning, tariffs are making America great and rich again. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 80 degrees and 89 with the heat index. Ready for another hot day. Of course, we'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Another big exhibition ball game announced for Wahoo Stadium this fall. Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday making that announcement at Wahoo Stadium. FSU is going to play Mississippi State. That'll happen Saturday, October 18th.
As you recall, Forest State and Auburn play here last year. And as I mentioned last year, it was a pet project of mine as an MSU grad to say, to have Florida State baseball, obviously a story program for generations to play in my hometown. And we were able to make that happen in partnership with the
was a big success with more than 6,000 people in attendance. Now, tickets for this year's fall exhibition game go on sale August 12th. FWC investigating after a bear was found with a gunshot wound in Navarre last week. Officers say that bear was found July 25th in a residential neighborhood. Bear contractors removed the animal from the neighborhood. The FWC says they plan to release more information as it's available. A high school teacher facing charges after allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old student. Officials say the Gulf Breeze High School teacher, Molly Mercereau, is facing several charges. Investigators say the teacher and the student spent an unusual amount of time together and exchanged love letters.
Not really sure how long it lasted, when it really started. There's letters dating back several months that they were writing between each other. They were just little love letters about their affection for each other.
Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Randy Tift, and that investigation started after a call was made to Crime Stoppers. Mercereau faces multiple charges, including an extra charge for allegedly trying to communicate with the victim on a burner phone after her cell phone had been confiscated. She's been placed on administrative leave with the school district and was released from the Santa Rosa County Jail on $30,000 bond. Governor Ron DeSantis says he thinks Florida could benefit from a change that President Trump would like to make. Trump has proposed conducting a census before the 2026 midterms instead of waiting until 2030. Governor DeSantis said yesterday the last census in 2020 cost Florida a congressional seat. He says he'd love a redo for 2026. He said, especially if the census excluded illegal immigrants. The governor said California would stand to lose a lot of seats being a sanctuary state, but he says Florida could gain seats if they only counted U.S. citizens. It is 6:35 almost here, News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Still seeing some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach West Florida Hospital, as people are getting early to the hospital. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We have a heat advisory today with temperatures in the mid-90s, feeling more like the triple digits. 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. Going into Friday, 60% chance of rain, high near 94. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Keeping a 60% chance of rain on that Saturday with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 80 degrees right now with cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors awaited the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index for June. The 10-year Treasury yield dipped over one basis point to 4.358%. The 2-year yield was little changed at 3.93%. Meta shares jumped more than 10% after the company reported second quarter earnings that beat on revenue. Meta said third quarter sales will come in the range between $47.5 to $50.5 billion, which is ahead of Wall Street estimates. The company said capital expenditure will come in between $66 and $72 billion. Brown University has agreed to pay a $50 million deal with the Trump administration after months of negotiations over its frozen medical and health sciences funding. The administration alleged Brown failed to combat anti-Semitism and discrimination on its campus. Futures are moderately higher ahead of additional inflation data later this morning. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 171. That's your money now.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah.
Going into some issues that are pending, out-of-state fee increase. While the Board of Governors approved a phased approach starting with a 10% increase for fall 2025, we are choosing to defer the implementation until fall 2026. This decision puts us in line with the majority of the institutions in the SUS after a recent discussion of the group of financial officers, and only FSU and UF indicated they would move forward with this 2025 increase.
So that's Manny Diaz, interim president at UWF, talking about the proposed tuition hike that FSU and University of Florida are taking, but that UWF, he's advising them not to take. This is at the most recent board meeting.
There's several key reasons for deferring this. First, student communication with the fall term approaching, changing fees now could create confusion for prospective and current out-of-state students, and we owe them to be transparent and consistent.
I agree with that.
Second, and importantly, most financial aid packages have already been awarded. Implementing this change now would force a major rework of aid packages for out-of-state students just weeks before classes start. That's not the appropriate thing to do.
Agree with that.
Third, it helps maintain consistency across the SUS. A coordinated system-wide approach benefits everybody. We want to kind of stay on the same plane as we have a lot of out-of-state students here.
Although that one is a little bit less persuasive, if only because now that UWF or UF, Florida, and FSU have opted to increase their rates, you don't have that consistency anymore. But I've always thought it was weird. It's almost like this thing nobody realizes, that it costs the same to go to UCF, USF, right? FAMU, FSU, UF, and UWF. Like, how can all these schools be exactly the same? Well, it just is. Well, it was, except for now this year, it's going to be a little bit more to go to FSU and Florida.
If we were following the principle that students first, this wouldn't be the best things for students. And while it would create some revenue, it's not the proper thing to do at this time. And so for all those reasons, we will not implement that at this time. And we will then look to consider implementing the 15% increase in the fall of 2026. And that gives us an entire runway to plan and communicate with clarity.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of that. That all makes sense. Just kind of a little news note that they are not raising the tuition. Although, I mean, a lot of students go with Bright Futures, right? I mean, you go with Bright Futures or you have some kind of financial aid other than Bright Futures. It's very common. Anyway, so good news note. On the other hand, we have a bit of a drama brewing at UWF. In Weekly, Rick Outson, doing good reporting, he was the first to break the story that Susan Wolf, the attorney for UWF, has apparently been fired, terminated, apparently by Manny Diaz. And my initial response to seeing that yesterday was to, you know, reach out to him and see if he had a comment. I did not hear back yet. I expect I will, but I didn't hear back yet. And, you know, said, you know, hey, what do you want me to tell my audience? And I've had it confirmed by somebody else as well. And now this morning, Rick posts a pretty extensive article about what's going on. The short version is that in the presidential search selection process, the question of who you have do the legal advice for that is apparently an important element. And Susan Wolf had said, these are two firms that I recommend. And Rebecca Matthews, the chair of the board had wanted a different firm, and apparently Susan Wolf recommended not to pick that one for reasons that I don't feel particularly qualified to comment on. And the recommendation to do something other than what the chair of the board, Rebecca Matthews, wanted, seems to have been the reason behind her being terminated. But, you know, that's kind of all there is to say about that at the moment. I like Susan. Susan's a good attorney. By my judgment, she's always done a very good job, particularly when she was at the city. And then when she moved to UWF, I thought the city lost a good attorney. But they have a good attorney now as well. But the UWF picked that up as a good attorney. So I want to know more, and I want to hear the other side, you know, always. But that's kind of where we're at with that particular story. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 looking good. If you are approaching 9 Mile Road southbound on Highway 29, just a minor delay there, but other than that, everything's great. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turning 65, or retiring, or just have questions about, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, give Ricky Stewart a call. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her 11 years, as long as we've lived here. She's fantastic. Her whole family does insurance. This is just the one part she helps people with, is understanding Medicare and Medicaid and getting converted over onto Medicare when you turn 65 or you retire or whatever. So you have questions about supplement or Advantage, or, you know, what's the difference between care and aid? I mean, questions people have, give her a call and ask her. 341-2185. She's talked to so many listeners, and she just makes it so simple. She's fabulous. Insuredbyricky.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air today, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing.
Fab Five Freddy told me everybody's fly. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Francois, c'est pas flush, ain't no dupe. And you don't stop.
I was trying to pay off all you people who remember the other jeans ads over the course of time. Also, Fox has a very interesting story. I don't know who this person is. Nicole Sanhier, I think, is her name. But she says, do y'all remember when Levi's did an ad with Beyonce and she was wearing the jeans and showed a lot of, you know, curvy parts? And she looked about as light-skinned as you could possibly look for a black woman and had blonde hair, and nobody complained about it.
Sorry, let me get you some water.
Yeah, appear to have some hypocrisy caught in my throat over here. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Kamala Harris will not be running for governor of California. In a statement Wednesday, the former presidential candidate said she gave serious thought to running for governor but has decided not to enter that race. Speculation remains she could make another run for the White House, though, in 2028.
Do you think? I won't ask you your opinion. I'm thinking about Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York, who is at 7%. in the re-election right. against Mamdani or whatever his name is, the socialist. And I'm thinking, like, why doesn't Eric Adams just retire? Just get out. 7%. I mean, how do you even stay in office every day? But I just don't. I don't know whether they think she would do well in California. Would they elect her as a consolation prize? Would they not elect her because they're like, no, we've seen enough. I don't really know. I don't want to speak for Californians. They do things I don't understand. All right, David, go ahead. Sorry.
I think she'd probably have a difficult time in just about any race. President Trump is putting pressure on Canada after its prime minister announced plans to recognize a Palestinian state. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney made that announcement on Wednesday. No carnivals that I know of in his past.
It's in your head now, isn't it?
I can't get away from it. It's... what have you done to me? Oh, my goodness.
There's a Ferris wheel in his backyard. Go on.
And the NFL preseason kicks off tonight with the Hall of Fame game. The Detroit Lions face off against the Los Angeles Chargers. That'll start at 8 Eastern.
Go Lions. All right. I love it. Preseason football, though, is not super satisfying.
Not the most exciting to watch.
It's
usually.
Because it's not real. It's just.
But listen. It's still
it's
football.
It's something, right? It's the illusion of football. It's better than the All-Star game, which they don't even play that anymore, right? They just do flag football now.
Yeah,
it's not even
exactly.
Whatever that is. So, okay. Preseason NFL games, I always just kind of, it's spring training.
But it's still football.
Okay. Sorry.
Listen, I've been missing it, so I don't want to hear anything.
I got you.
It's been a long time.
You mean it's still soccer?
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Just kidding. 650 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, speaking of baseball, you know, when is the trade deadline? Is that today? Trade deadline's today?
I think it is today.
So whenever there's a trade deadline, you know, teams are basically announcing whether they're playoff contenders or not. My Cardinals announced they're not playoff contenders because they sold Ryan Helsley for our closer for 3 prospects from the Mets, which is like, hey, everybody, 3 years from now, you can look to us. Anyway,
they've been saying that for years now. Well, never mind. Sorry.
We might lose Arenado too. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, these are the kinds of things that always I find so wild. You will have, for example, one of the things that happened yesterday is you had one of the players who was, this is a Baltimore. Yeah. Let's see. No, Orioles. Yeah, Baltimore. Sarantonio Dominguez, a name I'd not ever heard. He's a reliever for Baltimore. And he found out between games of the doubleheader that he had been traded from the Orioles to the Blue Jays.
Wow.
That's rough.
Coach needs to see you bring your playbook.
Yeah. Hey, you're in the wrong dugout. The what? And here's the thing. So he was on the Orioles for the first game, which he did not pitch in, and they won. And then in the second game, they split the game, but he didn't get either victory is how I understood it. So, you know, which is also not so great. Anyway, but it's just, you know, weird things happen at the trade deadline.
Pack your stuff up and walk to the other locker room?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's kind of, or it was packed for you.
Does somebody help you? Yeah, do you get little assistance from the in-club helpers? 437-1620. There's so much that's going on right now. They're just kind of like all these fascinating things. Did you catch this story about...
High Noon warns customers some of its vodka seltzers were accidentally labeled as Celsius energy drinks at a shared manufacturing facility. Impacted products were shipped to retailers in 6 states between July 21st and 23rd.
So there's a recall on the Celsius energy drinks.
Oops.
Because High Noon vodka seltzers, they're made or processed at the same facility. And so you might get an energy drink that's got vodka in it, you know? And I know exactly how the average 20-year-old reacts to this story. So, yeah, where was this horrible, dangerous recall most likely to have shown
what
up?
Store was it again?
What store were they accidentally selling?
I want to avoid it. Oh, my goodness.
It seems to me like this is the best marketing ever.
Ever.
For Celsius energy drinks.
Ever.
Some of our energy drinks might accidentally have some vodka in them, but... You know,
our bad.
You'll have to figure out what's the song from Willy Wonka? I've got a golden ticket. Like they're gonna go buy this energy drinks, hoping.
I was wondering why it was all sold out in the.
So if you suddenly in your recycling bin in your house see a whole bunch of Celsius energy drink cans and you've got a teenager, maybe ask a question. Maybe inquire why that's the case. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? If you have a plumbing, air conditioning, heating, or electrical issue, Peden can take care of that for you. They'll handle all those kind of complex things inside your home. For more than 55 years, they've been helping people all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee to, you know, Pace to Pensacola Beach to now Baldwin County and Mobile, even everywhere, basically in the central time zone, they can take care of you. Quality products installed properly, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They stand behind the work. And, of course, this is the last day of July, so if you want to take advantage of this deal, call them now. 1,000, well, in, a, you know, 2 hours. I mean, probably not right now. But $1,000 off a new air conditioning system, and there's special financing available. So take advantage of this deal. Cool down now because it's another heat advisory day. But it's going to be hot also in August and September, not to ruin the future. But some restrictions apply. But find out what that might mean for you. Peden, PEADEN.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
You just ruined my future.
What, because there's more hot weather coming?
See, you said it again.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just got a listener tip on a three-car accident that just occurred at Fairfield and Pontiac Drive. Now, that's off to the side, but people are coming up to and causing just some minor delays there. But other than that, no other accidents to report. I-10, I-110 look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, what do I need to keep talking at this
point? Well, yeah, you still got time. I'm like, don't walk away.
No, I'm so accustomed to at this time we're into a commercial that I was not even thinking about it. That's entirely
okay.
My fault. Yeah, that's terrible. Remember yesterday we were talking about this study that showed that basically across the board health consequences for kids having smartphones are bad, both for the smartphone and also because of the social media that's on the smartphone, like both are bad. And I was also explaining how, you know, part of it is what's on the phone and part of it is what they're not doing because they're on the phone. It's both the positive harm that they get from the phone and then the opportunity cost of the good things that they're not doing because they're on the phone. All of that is true. It actually made me think about how, you know what we really need? I don't normally think this way, but I am now. What we really need is a good horror movie where
about
the
cell phones?
Premise is somehow the scary thing inside your phone. We need like a Jaws for cell phones to scare these kids out of them, to scare them. I mean, I don't know that it would really work, but that, and it seems like this would not be that hard of a plot to do. You know, maybe there could be some, I don't know, mind virus alien thing that turns you into some, you know, brain-rotted bimbo repeating catchphrases or something, or... Oh, wait, that's just TikTok.
I was just about to say that. That's TikTok, my friend.
So anyway, no, that was leading to something. Mississippi is now asking the Supreme Court to uphold their law restricting access to social media platforms. Like, we have one of these laws, right? And a lot of places that have had this effort to try... Remember I told you yesterday, I said, you may not have been listening, but, you know, I think within 5 years, probably maybe 10 years, that we're going to, you know, it'll probably be illegal to give kids smartphones and social media. And we'll look back on this one day and we'll think, you know, they used to give kids heroin, you know, they used to give kids cocaine. They used to, like, what in the world? You know, you'd give them gin to calm them down. Like, what were they thinking? Anyway, so that's where I think we're headed. But Mississippi is now urging the Supreme Court to uphold their restrictions on children's access to social media, which social media companies are saying, well, this is a violation of our free speech and of their free speech, and they're supposed to have access to it. No, they're kids. Yeah, they're kids. There's lots of things you don't let kids do. It's not that they don't have speech rights, and it's also that you don't have speech rights as publishers, but I don't know. There's something in there about allowing kids to have unparental approved access to a technology like this that, you know, smells suspicious, like offering a kid medicine, even if it were a good thing, or letting them drive your car, or, you know, kinds of adult responsibility kinds of things, like giving them cigarettes or whatever. Again, I just think that at some point in the not too distant future, we're all going to recognize that there should be an absolute age minimum for kids to be using social media and smartphones in general. But, you know, I've been wrong about things before, so maybe I'm too optimistic about humans. 437-1620. I don't want to talk about that. This is actually, it's a bad story, but the Navy has lost a sailor overboard in Australia during our ongoing War Games annual exercises, Talisman Sabre 2025. The George Washington, USS George Washington, lost a sailor overseas. And we don't really know anything else, and they're not naming him. It was in the Timor Sea, or her. And, one of the problems with sailors overboard is sometimes you don't even know for hours. It's just the other crew, hey, where's Jimmy? And we don't really know anything except that. So they're, it was off the north of the mainland of Australia. First announced on Monday, or they first started looking Monday, and then they suspended the search as of yesterday. So they are assuming the worst, and I assume the name will be released within 24 hours. They always tell the family first.